Hip-hop. All right, everybody worldwide, you're now tuned into HipHopRuckus.com and Danger Vision. I'm your boy, Tommy Danger, the Now or Later Man. And this week in the building, we have...
My name is Takitha, mostly known from the Wu-Tang Clan, representing Wisdom Body Entertainment. Hey!
Right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, let's take a couple of steps back. You said that you work with Wu-Tang Clan. When did you first hook up with Wu-Tang?
I hooked up with Wu-Tang in 95, I want to say, right around, it was Million Man March, that's when it was. It was a friend of mine came to my house. I was living in Chicago at the time, and some music I was working on, I didn't know he had taken it from the house, but he took it from the house, and long story short, he was on his way to the Million Man March to meet executive producers of the Klan, a guy by the name of Tyrese Supreme, and Power, and Meth, and Ray, and all those guys, and ended up giving them the CD, actually, I think at that time it was a tape.
Wow.
But he gave it to them, and they were just like, you know, who is this? Where is she from? What's her story? And that day, somebody from Wu-Tang Productions called me.
Okay.
I was like, what's going on with your career? What are you doing? I was like, yeah, you know, it's all for fun, you know? I had only been singing at that point, like a few months or something. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't grow up, like, pursuing music. Like,
could you do me a favor, please?
Sure.
Could you sing just a little bit for me?
Sure. Seems like everywhere I go, I look and see nothing but war. Corrupting, or then just ending. Children have no eyes of hope. Believe you me, it's hard to cope. The crushing and the abusing. Who will stand up for their aid? Who will have the voice to say the blessed are future well, I'll challenge what has preyed on their minds and souls and deliver the youth from their heartache. Heartache. Oh my heart, it aches. Something like that.
That's beautiful. Tell us about the making of Impossible and what the vibe was like.
I love that season of my life. Those were like really good times. Okay. Impossible, we recorded at the mansion. It was what we coined it as in Jersey. It was a studio that RZA had in a house in Jersey. And during that time, I want to say, I had just come off the heels of working on Iron Man.
Okay.
I think that was that season, if I'm not mistaken, because I know we did a lot of those, a lot of the songs that Ghost did, he did there at the house as well. And RZA and I, we used to always just, him and I were like lab technicians or, you know, little scientists, you know?
Right.
Where
right.
I was one of those people where I could stay up for a complete 18 hours, 20 hours. At this time in my life, I wasn't drinking or anything like that, so it wasn't like liquor-induced staying up. It was just pure adrenaline and the love for the craft, and we have a very good chemistry where his music and my voice meet.
Okay.
So he's had beats. He was like, I want you to do this one. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. I want you to do this. This is going to go on the Forever album. I was like, oh, okay, great, cool. I'm with it. So I just went in and laid it. It was really like one of those one-take things. Those hooks didn't ever really take me no time.
So tell us about your current project and what you're working on right now.
Well, right now, I formed a label called Wisdom Body Entertainment. I formed that back in June.
Okay.
And the project that I put out January 19th of this year is titled The Prelude. And through Wisdom Body Entertainment and me being myself being the flagship artist, it's finally like an opportunity for me to kind of reintroduce myself to My fan base.
Okay.
Not just because of the work I've done with Wu-Tang, but also because of my interaction with Armand Van Helden.
Okay.
I have a very diverse group of people who have followed and kind of pay attention to what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to honor that and first and foremost honor myself and kind of honor the growth that I've had from being fortunate enough to have Wu-Tang as a base and as my family, like that still exists to this day.
Okay.
But then also to be in control of my creative career and be in control of my business as well. So the project, The Prelude, is just as it stated, it's just an introduction or a reintroduction to the masses. And then also it is a prelude to the album, which we will drop in June, July, I believe, and the label is distributed through The Orchard, so it's all digital now, but by the time the album is ready, we'll have a physical with a major situation.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for taking out the time to do the interview. Everybody, you already know this is Takeitha in the building. Go out and pick up The Prelude digital distribution on the internet near you. Any last thing you want to tell the fans before we go?
Well, I would like to say thank you so much for having me, Tommy, and to the fans. I just appreciate your love and support. And come get with me. Let's go out here and take the world over. I'm ready.
That's what's up. Until next week, fly down.